Next report is the Grants in Aid Submissions Summary. CAO Arthurs, we've read the report. Do you have anything to add or highlight?
No, Mr. Mayor, nothing at this time.
Thank you. I'm actually going to not read this motion quite yet because I think there are some decisions we need to make as a council, and we should make those decisions, and we can add an additional resolution to this existing motion. So, council, I would think that the best way to do this is simply go line by line through these. My understanding from our discussion is that we are essentially taking cemeteries off the table. We know that they will be removed from this portion of the budget in the next budgetary round. But for now, we have to live with them in this based on our existing policy. So Ailes, Kawarthas, Peterborough, Northumberland. And I'm simply going to say yes or no. And based on that discussion, we'll decide whether it's full amount or lesser amount. So I'm just going to go around the table and it'd be yes or no. And if you have a comment, you can make it. Councillor Wielden.
Yes, and I do have a comment. I appreciate the located in Brighton column, but I reviewed the criteria, and there is a criteria that says it needs to be located in Brighton, but the following criteria says, or serves Brighton residents. And so whether or not it's centrally located here, if it's serving Brighton residents, it could. In this case, this is an organization that would serve Brighton residents if it had the capacity to, and we would be providing that capacity. It further, this organization would be leveraging outside dollars to support agriculture and farmers in Northumberland or in Brighton to basically use their properties for environmental benefit. Typically, when somebody asks a farmer to not farm part of their field for the sake of the environment, the farmer is just giving up their own income for that. And Alice's whole thing is that they provide support for farmers to do those things. So I think this would align with our sustainability plan when it comes out. We have some language in there about supporting innovative agricultural practices to support the environment. I think that this could really benefit from could be a benefit to economic development in terms of bringing additional resources for local farmers. But that said, I have a yes, but I'm open to talking about reducing the amount.
Thank you for that. Councillor Butwell, on Ailes.
Yes. Because it helps to support our rural community, if established. And I feel that our rural community doesn't get the attention that they deserve as much as we think we do support as much. I will, however, say that with the caveat, only because they have not had the opportunity to service the Brighton area. And so it's a new opportunity.
Thank you for that. Councillor Wright?
Yes.
Councillor Rowley?
I'm going to say no at this stage. The same thing. I know we talk about, I would say, knowing many farmers, I think most of them are fairly responsible as far as the environment goes. Most of them are very conscientious of sustainability. So at this stage, I think for $20,000, we have a lot. It's a lot of money for something that I'm not 100% familiar with, and I'm going to stick with my no.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor?
Mayor, I'll say no. Yeah.
Thank you. And I would say yes on the caveat that it's not the full amount. So if we can have that discussion, I'd appreciate it. I'm curious what they can do, understanding that the more we give them, maybe the more they can do, but I'm not prepared to go full freight this year. There may be other opportunities here, but I'd be curious to see what they can do in the community, provided that whatever we give them, it's a benefit back to Brighton, right? That has to be the other caveat, which I think in their presentation, certainly it suggested that. So we have four yeses to this, and I'm curious what the number should look like. So I'll go I'll go to the yeses because the noes are clearly zero. Councilor Wright, I'll start with you though. We'll come around the other way.
I would be happy to see 10 to 12.
Okay. Councilor Botwell?
I tend to be in that a similar range, 10 to 12,500. But just because I got to be different.
You got to creep it up a little, don't you? Go ahead, Councilor Wheeldon.
I wonder if this is another one of those things that is less of a grant and more of an economic development thing. I had a very preliminary conversation with Manager Hagerman before this meeting and said, is this the kind of thing that could come out of ECDEV? And he said, maybe we'd have to look into how we could do that. And so I want to suggest if we start with 10 and see if we can come at the other from a different direction for the rest.
I think the way to do that would be to get these folks in front of the Economic Development Committee and have that conversation with them. Go ahead, CAO.
My apologies, Mr. Mayor. Through you, just in looking on the electronic version, what you have in front of you actually is the December 1st report. I had a full report prepared for tonight that has summaries of each of them that has not been captured. Probably on my end, exporting it incorrectly because Candace tells me it's exported. It's just not showing up there. So it's probably something I haven't clicked that has managed to make it to the agenda for your review. I don't know that there's any immediate urgency if you want to postpone it to January. Alternatively, we could print the report quickly. You could have the summaries in front of you. We did go through and identify, you know, to your point, there is the exception for those that that do service Brighton residents. So we tried to go through and do a little bit more fulsome review on each of them and provide some guidance as far as which ones were truly fully eligible and which ones had those caveats for discussion. So I think it would be helpful if you had the information in front of you. If you're comfortable with it, we can wait until January, or we could provide it if you wanted to review it tonight.
I think I'd rather have the fulsome information. Go ahead, Councillor Botwell.
I believe you emailed me that same one, and there was a column that was collapsed. And in opening it, there were comments in there. I think that's what you're talking about.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Botwell. No, it was a full report with paragraphs on each of them. So I did email you the one from the December 1st meeting, right, which just indicated location. And then following that meeting, we went back and did summaries on each of them and have identified those that are entirely eligible, partially eligible. I think it would be worthwhile for council to see that before making a decision.
Because I think there were some comments about salaries. Some of them, and salaries is not something that is eligible.
Correct. Yes. And in some of them, there are applications that partially have salaries. So again, all of that is identified in those paragraphs.
Now, because we have this deadline of the budget being approved 30 days, can we wait until January?
Yes. The allocated amount for the grants and aid is included in the budget. We just deciding who to slot into those numbers.
That's what I had thought, yeah. But I had also thought that, or I believe that we had there was a comment around the table at the last meeting saying we needed to decide tonight.
No, I think it's just a preference that we get it done, but it's not the $203,000 plus dollars has been included in our budget. So there's no danger of not having a grants and aid for 2026. It's included. Go ahead, CAO.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, entirely that 203 is allocated. And if council, for whatever reason, did want to approve all of them at 100% and you went beyond that to that 234, I think we could do a motion at that point to pull it from reserves or whatever council's wishes were. So there's no concern in passing the budget, but I do think it would be better for you to have it.
Councilor Wright?
I had basically figured we'd be here for a decent length of time, given that this was on the table. So I'm happy to wait for it to be printed. We could move on to.
No, we would need to make it available to the public in advance of the meeting. Sure. So I think it's best if we're going to go down that road, if we're not prepared to do the chug away tonight verbally, which we could do, then I think it's best to write. And I think the public deserves to see the report too. So I haven't read the motion, but what it reads is that council received the grants and aid, et cetera, et cetera. The mover is listed as Councillor Wheeldon, the seconder is Councillor Botwell. Are you both comfortable if instead of receive, we say defer the grants and aid submission report to the first meeting in January? Is that fair? Moved by Counselor Wheeldon, seconded by Counselor Butwell, that council defer the grants and aid submission summary report to the first regular council meeting in January. Is there any discussion? Those in favor? There being none opposed, that motion's carried.